A very good morning, Eagle FM listeners. It's now exactly 40 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. And I'm joined by my co-host, Francina Pavo. So now we are the two Francinas in studio. So I'm Francina Ngidengwa and my co-host is Francina Pavo. Francina?
Hello. Good morning.
Did you speak?
Yeah, good morning, Eagle FM listeners.
All right. We'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock a.m. I almost said p.m. a.m. And, yeah. So, you know, it's December. It's, that time of the year. It's a festive season. We are traveling to different towns, even abroad, you know, if you have that money, you know. So obviously you have planned for this festive season. Hey, my language wants to run away from me already. We have planned for it, since obviously the beginning of the year. You've been really planning for December because it's a month where we mostly, have to, you know, go so much into our pockets because there's the, we have plowing, we have, back to school. We have so many things that happen. There are planned and unplanned events that take place, in December. So, like I said, we'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And our topic discussion today will be something related to, festive season. You know, it's a festive season. It's a time where we all gather around with our loved ones. So we are going to focus on strong family relationships and the importance of relationship building, the importance of apologizing, the importance of peace among family members. The reason why we find that in Western world families build the empires and they invest in each other and take one another from poverty. But then our question of the day is, where did we go wrong as Africans? You know, we hardly find as Africans we are taking care of each other and all that. So we are going to touch here and there and dive deeper into what we have today. So before we dive deeper now into what we have for you listeners today, we are quickly going for a musical break. Do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency. right, and that was the sounds of that were the sounds of Jennifer Hudson, if this isn't love. Now, if you've just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with the two Francinas, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock, so we have exactly 1 hour 13 minutes to take it down. And like I said, we'll be discussing on strong family relationships, you know, why do we need to, you know, build that relationship with our family members. It's like I said, it's a festive season. It's a time where we get to spend with our loved ones. And, you know, sometimes when you meet up, it has been so long, it has been a year or a year and a half not seeing each other. And this is the moment where we get a chance to sit down, gather, get, catch up where we have left off, and just, you know, and, enjoy ourselves and all that. So, Francina, okay, I don't know how I'm going to ask you this, but anyways, from your side, what's your intake on this? Why is it important to build a relationship within your family members? Like, you know, you know, sometimes, you know, when you build a relationship with your family members, it helps you in different ways, emotionally, physically, that foundation of development, positive role model, just so many things happen, you know, so many things that as you now build that relationship, it brings something different and all that. So why is it really important for us to, you know, build our relationships within our family members?
So basically, having a strong relationship within a family, it's actually just building a solid foundation. Without a good relationship in the family, it's actually nothing. Like, that family is nothing, because everyone will be on their own. So, and there are ways to do this. Now, you know, some families, they have this thing of, I don't talk to that one. That one is not invited to my wedding. That one is not rich enough to come to my wedding. Or, you know,
so many,
and there are those ones that are just the ones that just appears when there's maybe difficulties, and then they contribute, and they feel like, yeah.
Actually, has someone actually asked? I think it was. I don't know if it's on social media or so, but also not only that someone asked about it, but I've seen it. Most people posting it on their social media pages, whereby they say that, when it comes to difficulties, when you are facing a challenge in your life, you know, maybe for example, you need financial assistance here and there.
Yeah.
They hardly pop up. There is some, but some hardly pop up. We don't know for what reasons, but then once you pass on, the thousands that they will contribute to your funeral.
Yeah.
That's why you find some people saying that, no, the money that you're going to use at my funeral, or the car that you're going to, kill at my funeral and all that, please,
just give it to me now
so I can use it. So it's really painful. It is really painful seeing just that you are dead. You can't see what's happening, but it's really painful you seeing a group that was just raised that moment, you know, maybe a family group that was brought up within just for that week to prepare for the funeral and all that. You find themselves having $15,000, $20,000 just within that week to contribute. Some even contribute $5,000. 2,000, so much amount.
But when you are alive.
But when you are alive, where you need the assistance, maybe you want a startup capital to start
your business,
you need money to,
go to school.
So many things.
Might help you to go to tertiary.
Yes. So now everyone is like, no, I don't know, maybe it's also out of jealousy. You know, someone has said that sometimes you feel that if you assist this person, they might overtake you, they might overcome you in life. But, I mean, as you have helped that person, obviously as you have helped that person, in future or tomorrow, that same person you have helped will also help someone else. But I think, I don't know what kind of mentality that we have, but also that's one of the things that we also
Some people actually just do it for clout, ne? The one when people are coming to the funeral, they want to be like, oh, did you see how much Francina contributed?
Yes.
Yeah. And not knowing that sometimes the person is dead, I feel like it's useless, man.
Yes.
You are just supposed to help this person while alive.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you now chasing cloud there in the community just because you want the people are talking now. Yo, those ones, how many cows died? The unlimited alcohol that was there, the funeral, instead of it
the
being
coffin,
a it's no longer a funeral, it's a show off now.
And it's more of like, because I see some funerals also have, what you call this?
They make after parties now.
You'll find they'll be under a tree or somewhere with whole drinks, a whole braai stand standing outside there, a fire and all that.
Now you don't know whether the people are mourning you or celebrating your death. Now you don't know.
So yes, and it's painful because this person cannot see what's going on. They can't see that you are helping.
Yeah.
So sometimes, let me say, for example, someone that has committed suicide and left a note that I did this because I'm useless. I've asked for help here and there, and no one has come through to help me. Mm-hmm. My parents, they were willing to, but because of them, they are also struggling and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They could just do what they could, but it was still no change and all that.
Yeah.
So now you end up Now you are out of ideas. You are out of thoughts. Yeah. You don't know what you feel like you are a burden to people. So you commit suicide, you die.
Mm-hmm.
You have committed suicide because of financial issues or whatever came to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are contributing for your funeral within a week.
Yeah.
You're even going to a $30,000 within just a week.
Yeah.
Now, it's really painful. This person, if they could like rise up and see what's happening, they'll be so much hurt. That's okay, so they have the money to bury me, buy the cow, buy the food, buy the drinks, buy so many things, put me in an expensive coffin, but they don't have the money to assist me that moment. Yes, and now mind you are going in an expensive coffin that's going underground.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you have so much, you one who has so much thoughts, you'll be so much hurt, and it's something painful. I know sometimes it's that thing of being recognized that that funeral was stopping. That funeral was stopped.
It was stopped. Yes. It's now trending on TikTok.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For fame.
For fame.
Yes.
Exactly.
But then this person was going through something, but you were not there. You failed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, why can't a group be created that moment within that week? Rise up the amount of money that the person needs to pay their tuition fee or to start up a capital. Sometimes when you start up a business, it doesn't require that much.
Exactly.
But, there's something we're also going to touch, almost at the end, whereby I had a question like, where did we end? The Western life, they try to pick up each other and all that.
Mm.
But as Africans, where have we ended? Not everyone, not all Africans are doing this, you know? And I've read somewhere that, sometimes it's because of jealousy. You fear that this person will overtake you, this person will overcome you, and you'll be there and you will no more be recognized. Now this person that you have, raised up, or this person that you have helped is now being recognized and all that.
Yeah.
But, if you are doing something because you want this person to succeed in life, to become someone in life, to go somewhere in life, they're actually meeting you halfway because
exactly.
Now at least if you have helped someone, this person is also going to help someone else. Now you want to be having 10, 20 people on your shoulders
and then you.
So at least if you help these two will go help the other two. It will just go on and on.
Yeah, but some people only want, like, they want to brag about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I'm the breadwinner of our family.
Yes.
But somebody can actually meet you halfway if you just help them.
Yes.
To meet you halfway.
And it won't be a difficult thing. Now you are there complaining. Yeah.
Now you are there complaining.
But you forgot that if I help this one to build a business, maybe his business can grow.
The best thing is when they are complaining to people, they don't say, I refuse to help them. They're just like, no, everyone is just depending on me.
Yeah.
What did you do for the people to stop depending on you, actually?
Yes. So that's also one of the things that we are also going to look on. Mm. So, the importance, like I said, it's very important to, to build a relationship with your family, so you have that emotional support and security.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when strong family bonds provide a reliable safety net and offering comfort and support during life challenges.
Yeah, it
helps members to feel valued and understood. So you know, when you find yourself facing something, you know that even if I'm facing this, you know who to run to,
mm-hmm.
because you know that if I run to this person, I know they will help me.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it's very rare. You find someone running mm-hmm. to a stranger to get some help, to tell them what they are going through, because they know that if I go here, you know that my family, there's no emotional support and all that. But if there's emotional support is there, it's very important for you to be there. So one would feel valued. You know that you understood. So even if you find yourself standing somewhere in life, you'd be like, you won't look down on yourself because
yeah.
you know that, no,
family,
I know my yeah. family, they value me.
Yeah.
No matter where I stand in life,
back.
No matter what I do in life, they value me, they understand me, they know who I am and all that. So also, you know, when you also have a positive role modeling, like if you have like a healthy dynamic serve as a model for children who are more likely to form healthy relationships and practice positive behaviors. Okay, I don't know what got into my eye, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
And positive, what positive behaviors in their own lives. You know, sometimes also some kids look upon you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's also very important to see how do you play a role in the family. Are you that good auntie or uncle or cousin or brother or sister or nephew or niece?
Mm-hmm.
So you also have to make sure that you, make sure that you know what you are doing. So now you are there misbehaving, you are there having a different character, trying to embarrass the whole family in events, and you know there's those funny uncles and aunties,
nice.
Nephew, nieces, they decided today I'm going to drink and I'm going to tell uncle who I'm going to tell them today. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell them that I'll show them who I am today. And then there's no a good outcome coming from there, right?
Yeah.
But then you feel like as you drink and you're going to do that, it's really you embracing you, yourself, and your family members. Because obviously it's a family gathering, but not only family members, but also the close friends that are there. So now you are trying to create a whole chaos in front of everyone, thinking that you are top notch and all that. You think that once I do all this, or once I speak and tell this uncle, I'm tired of him or hers, or their behavior and all that. You feel like, you have made it in life. You've done the right thing. And, you know, the kids, the upcoming generation, obviously are looking upon you. You know, they are looking upon you that, no, I want to be like Auntie Francina because she's cool. She's a good
cool.
person.
Mm.
She's open. She's someone you can talk to and all that. Now, you with your aggressive manners, you being aggressive to everyone, you are pushing away people. You are pushing away the kids. You are pushing away those that were looking upon you to become like they looked at you as their role model. Now, because they see that, she has this side of her, I don't think I'll be able to look upon her because of the way she's behaving. And so there's so many things that one has to play in a family relationship in order to, you know, to keep it together and all that. So what else do you have to add to this, Francina?
Yeah, but actually, let's not just focus on the people that don't want to help the family.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the ones that are getting the help, but they refuse to be helped.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people, like you said, you are given money, you are struggling. And a good Samaritan from your family actually give you money. They buy you products with their own money, for you to start up your business.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, you end up eating the money. Now you are not giving the people hope to help
yes,
you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So basically there's always two sides to the story, right?
Yes.
And yeah, some people actually refuse to be helped.
Yeah, adding to what you have said, it's actually true about what you've just said now. Sometimes we as the ones that need helps, that need help, pardon me, my English today. as they need help, some of them need help. We try to be stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
We try to have that pride of, no. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna, like, the pride is so much there that, no, I cannot be the one. Because you see that someone young, has succeeded in life before you, mm-hmm. and you'd be like, no, me to be helped by Francina, for what reason?
As grown as I am, with three, four kids,
why should I be helped by her? Mm-hmm. Who is she? You see? Mm-hmm. So now, instead of you trying to accept the help so you become someone better in life, mm-hmm. you are trying to reject it. Yeah. You get financial assistance, you are using up the money. You are bringing up the money. And then tomorrow you still come back. I hate my family members. They are so rude. They are bad people. They don't come through for people. Because you are trying to eat you. They are trying, but then you can't see that because you always just try to, you have this thing of, I'll eat it up. I'll just see who will give me again. I'll go approach uncle who wants it, who.
Yeah.
So they have so much, there's so much in your mind that's going on that you feel like you have the right to demand more money, but you are using it on unnecessary things. And these are the things also that doesn't give a family member strength or energy to help someone else in future, because they'll be like, what's the point? I gave money to and they failed to do what they asked the money for. So I'm not going to help anyone else. Yeah. You know, so it's very painful. Someone has the hard work and sweat. They are giving it to you, that money that they worked hard for. Just sacrifice. I'm not even sacrifice this money or sacrifice whatever they are giving you to use or to do. And now you are not taking care of it or going
using it in a manner that
you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So now you are there spending the money and or using the things for unnecessary things while this person went extra miles, even in debts, just to help you. Yes. But now you feel like, no, she has all the money, all the money in the world. Yeah. But you don't know where this money came from. You don't know where this came from. You just think they have all the money.
Yeah.
But you can see the person from far. You know, it always says, don't judge the book by its cover. Don't think what you see outside is what's inside. Mm. Sometimes you think that what you are getting, or you think that, she drives a jeep,
yeah.
or they drives a Range Rover. So she has all the money. She lives in Klein Coupe. He lives in Hawkland Park. You know, so many things. You know, so you feel like now, because of where they stay, what they do, what they have all the money, they have all the money in the world to help you, so you don't care, but you don't know what person is going through.
Exactly.
The bigger that your lifestyle is, the more you spend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, it's exactly 4 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francina and my co-host Francina. So I don't know if I should not be saying Bouche or yes, I don't know. Say, but
you are listening to the two Francinas.
It's Francinas.
Yes.
So, we'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock, and we are busy focusing on strong family relationships. Why should we build a strong relationship with our family members? And also another thing, in terms of building our family relationships and all that, another thing is importance of apologizing. That's not another thing. It's very important to be apologizing when you are faced with something in your family. You know, family members, we always come across each other where we find ourselves having disagreements.
Mm.
You know, sometimes the family gathering, you know, sometimes most families, it's when December is when they get a chance to host a family. You know, we have family day on the 26th of December, right?
Mm.
So that's the day sometimes family members get a chance to now gather all on the 25th of December, which is Christmas Day, but also that's also a day where family members also get a chance to spend time together. So that's now where we also do meetings, catching up. So many things happen on those days.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as you are there, you are trying to maybe reach an agreement, or even like you have a wedding at home. Obviously, you guys have to have a meeting before the wedding just to discuss what's going to happen, who's responsible, which role, if anything comes up, who's responsible for this, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as that is happening, sometimes there are those ones that don't agree they are coming, reaching a disagreement. This one is saying, no, it's fine. This one is saying it's not fine. And you know that sometimes those that have issues, like personal issues with each other, and because it's now, they see that this one that I have issues with is now saying this, I will go against it because you have an issue with me and all that. So, sometimes now this is brought because maybe something happened way back a few months ago, year ago, but because you guys are having the pride of, I'm not gonna apologize because I'm not the one who started it. You know, just to humble yourself and just bring peace between the two of you or the three of you or how many of people of you guys are not in good terms, and now instead of now you now trying to like at least now find a solution, try to apologize, fix things, you let things go. You let things be like that.
Yeah.
So, and now it separates the family members because now you are not on good terms. Even if there's an event, I'm not going to go because Francina will be there. I don't talk to him. So I'm not going. If she's going, I'm not going. If she's not going to go, I'm going to be, I'm going. And then there are also some disagreements that happens in a whole group of family members of like, no, we are not coming there because of who. You know, because of one person decided we are all not going. So it separates the whole family because we failed to reach an agreement or we failed to sit down, solve this issue and apologize to each other. Sometimes it's just something simple, something small, but yet you decide that, no, I'm not going to apologize. You try to make it big. So, when you try to have an apology or try to apologize as family members, it restores trust and communication. That's what I'm thinking I was talking about. So, you know, when you now get the chance to apologize and all that, the communication gets back. You know, you will now start communicating, the bond will be now more, and you will catch up and all that. It will restore even the trust, so many things. You know, sometimes someone you stretches, okay, let me slow down. Someone you trusted so much, and you trusted this person so much, and now something comes up, something comes between you, something happens between the two of you, or the three of you. Now, the trust has been broken.
Yeah.
And this is the only person you trusted. Now, because of you guys have found yourself in an argument and you said that none of you are going to apologize to the other, you decide that, I'll just let things slide. We'll see until where it go or where it will end. So, a sincere apology now, which also now includes acknowledging responsibility and expressing genuine remorse, or it helps also break down walls of anger and rebuild trust and open the door to healing after a conflict. You know, when you once get a chance to now sit down, solve this, it helps. You know, it takes you somewhere, and all that. We are quickly going for a musical break and we'll be right back. Been dreaming, it never got me very far. I never believed that love could find me like an arrow through the heart. I never believed in miracles or building castles in the air. Not until that day I found. Turned around and you were there. From the day you came me a whole new point of view. I've been touched by an angel. It's impossible but true. I believe in you. I swear that forever from will ever take your place. I believe in you. Oh yeah. And I believe our love will last always. Oh yeah. I never believed in fairy tales, though sometimes I wish I could. I never believed that golden slippers could ever find the perfect bud. I never believed in magic, or that wishes could come true.
But your very first kiss changed all this. Something only you could do. You made me a believer. You made me trust again. You showed me there's a part of gold that every rainbow's in.
I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. This life can really beat you down. You wanna scream, but you won't make a sound. Got so much weight that you've been holding, but won't show any emotion. As a man, it goes unspoken. Now we can't cry when life gets hard. Unconditional love for women, children, and dogs. We know that we just have to play our parts, and don't nobody give a damn about our broken hearts. Yeah, as a man, we gotta pave our way. Our only function is to work and slave. There's no respect for you if you ain't paid. You're disregarded as a human and you can't complain. And if you ever make it up and actually reach that place and find a woman that you love and give her your last name, you'll feel the things that you provide is only why she stays. And when you try to explain, you'll say, I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be human. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel.
as a man, our sun is our horizon. And our father's actions play a role, and we end up like them. So they can't let us see them hurt, cause we'll embody what they do and start a generational curse. No wonder most men are so depressed, all the things that they can't express. They go to war, get thrown on the shelf, then go back to war with their mental health. Then grab that bottle and ask for help, try to pull themselves out of hell. Then fall back down and then realize that they're gonna have to do it themselves. It's the circle of life, as a man you provide. They don't know what you're worth till the day that you die. And that's when they start crying. Then move on to a man to confide in. That's why we feel we can't hide ourselves. We don't expect you to understand. We just hope we can explain what it's like to be human. It's a lonely road, and you don't care about what we know. It's not about how we feel, we provide inside that home, inside that home. It's not about how we feel, but what we provide inside that home, inside that home.
Ghost of you, I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
All right, and that was the sounds of Justin Bieber, A Ghost. It's exactly 22 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. It's exactly 38 minutes until we hand over the mic to the big mic. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina. And Francina. So, yes, we are scenering in here in the studio. I don't know what to say, but yes. So, we are busy discussing on strong family relationships. Why is it important to, why is it important of relationships building? And the importance of, or let me say importance of relationship building, why should we keep relationships together? So like I said, emotional support, yeah? I'm already going to support Mali.
What is the English? Is not English.
I don't
today.
Know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think my English went on holiday also. Mm-hmm. I don't know,
it's
but
December.
It's December, so it also went for holiday, mm-hmm. I think. So, importance of relationship building, emotional support and security. When you build a family relationship, it improves the mental health and the physical health. And we also touched on the importance of apologies. Why should we apologize? It restores trust and communication. Like I said, apologies play a crucial role in maintaining healthy family relationships. Mm-hmm. And, you know, conflict is inevitable, in any family, but the ability to admit to mistakes and ask for forgiveness shows humility and emotional maturity. And you know, a sincere apology can heal emotional wounds. You know, sometimes when you go get into an argument or fight with your family members, something we say some hurtful words.
Yeah.
Sometimes say them out of anger, sometimes but then
because
people say
of pride.
Yes.
Sometimes because you think you are the boss of the family, you feel like you can hurt people.
Mm-hmm. Like you know, I am a brother. Mm-hmm. You know, when your sibling after you, you hardly get along. Mm-hmm. And me and my brother and I. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother. Mm-hmm. My brother and I.
Uh-huh.
When we're young, but now we are better. When we're young, people were like, do you guys have got the same father and mother? I'm like, yes, we share the same mother and father. I'm like, but you guys fight a lot. And we do. We used to fight. And you know, sometimes I just hated him so much. You know?
You don't hate him.
It's just the anger.
In a hateful way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know how boys are sometimes, in terms of the cleaning, and they are sometimes untidy. Mm. You know? So, like, we always fight in terms of, like, when it comes to him leaving his plate there, or unattending to his mess and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, we always fight. But now we are grown up, we are grown adults, so we get along, although we misunderstand here and here, but you know, always boys always see themselves as the big ones. So for him, to me, apparently I'm his little sister and he's the big brother, but I'm older than him, but apparently I should remain the little sister to him. Sorry about that, but I'm battling a cough. Hopefully by next week I'll be fine, I'll be better, but yes,
yes.
I'm really sorry. I was trying to avoid this cough the whole time, but you can't stop the coughing. So, yes. So, moving on to our topic discussion, which is now strong family relationships. We ended at the importance of apologizing, whereby it restores trust and communication. Also... facilitates moving forward. You know, when you say I'm sorry, it helps free both the apologizer from guilt and the shame, and the injured party from the resentment and the desire of retaliation, and allowing everyone to move past the incident. You can also call us in studio on 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have today on the table for you. And also, like I said, we are also going to touch on the the reasons to why we find that in the Western world, the families build empires, they invest in each other, and they take one another from poverty. But then my question, or our question for the day, is where did we go wrong as Africans? You know, not all Africans are not, have failed to do so, but I don't know what percentage range I can give, but that's the question of the day. Where did we go wrong as Africans?
What happened? You know,
yes, because...
Because back in the days, people actually... The family relationship were actually strong. You could see an uncle helping somebody else's child to go to school, paying the whole thing, rent, school, everything with no questions. And then we come to today's world now.
That's why you see the Western part. I think we're just going to shift to this part already now. You know, that's why when you see the Western world, why they feel the families, they build the empires and all that, they build each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now you'll be like, why you find them, they are all well off. This one is owning a farm. This one is farming. This one is doing what? You know, even if a person's not educated, they have just have that skill in a certain, you know, they just have a skill in something. You know, sometimes even if they're going to school, or didn't go to varsity, if they are good in farming, place them at the farm. See what they can do. As they are at the farm, obviously they'll get something out of it. Find themselves also having, owning their own farm. You become a rich person. You find yourself owning a cattle. You find yourself owning 10 kettles. And as they are there, more calves are being born and all that. You find yourself selling some, settling some, then you can sell the meat. You can make dry meat out of it and sell dry meat. You can, there's so many opportunities one can do. But then one person once said that jealousy is one of the things that in African we fear, that this person will overcome me, this person will go far in life. But you know, it's very important that we try to lift up each other. You know, sometimes this person has all the skills. They are smart. They are gifted. They are very good at something. But because we judge that, she ended in grade 10.
Yeah.
What does she know?
Grade 7, actually.
Yes. But this person, if you just try, you didn't even try. You didn't try it and take the risk. You know, it says in life you take risk. In order for you to achieve something, you always have to take a risk.
Yeah.
You will face the challenges. The risks will be there. So many things will be going. You'll be facing so many challenges. But for you to achieve, to reach that top, to achieve what you want, you have to, it will not just come on a silver plate. No.
Yeah.
Obviously, you'll find some bumps and humps and so many things on your way to your progress and all that. So sometimes you just have to find yourself, selling and just to do something that's worth it, to help yourself or to assist yourself. So you know, it's very much important that we try to consider helping one another, you know, like many families in parts of the Western world have historically built wealth across generations by prioritizing unity, long-term planning, and collective advancement. Families also now invest in each other's education. That's what you mentioned, like, previously. A business, property, and networks. You know, sometimes, like, you see that, oh, my dear uncle or cousin or friend, business is like falling down. Like, you see that it's not really going well anymore. So obviously you approach him or him, like, oh, what's happening? You are going, doing well, but now things are falling. And then obviously they will go through, like, no, this is what's happening. And then you're like, okay, then you try doing this. You try to help the person to find a solution.
Yes.
Yes. Trying to find a solution to it. So now, really sorry about my cough. I hope you guys do bear with it. Now, All right. Now, you find yourself, you approach the person, you ask, you decide to find out, what's going on and all that. You try to figure out, okay, what can we do? Because you don't want to see this business falling down. You want it to continue, you know? So you find a solution, you try what you have to do and all that. But there's some, you see that the business is falling like, it must just go down. She also shows off, or he shows off, it's fine. It must just close. It's good that it's closing down. It's good that there's no more stock in that business.
Also, mm-hmm. Before we leave on that point, but also when you are helping, don't help because you are expecting something in return. Because some people will be like, they help somebody and then they go around and be like, yeah, it's because of me she's where she is today.
Hmm.
She is nothing without me. Help because, help out of generosity and because you want to help. Not because you want people to actually praise you or be proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the person is your family member, you are supposed to help. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
And those that are receiving help, be help and use the help must be helpful, mm-hmm. if you know what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Don't just, a person is going out of his way or her way to help you, but at the end of the day, you also, you are doing nothing, actually. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
And you are like, yeah, some people, you can be helped by a person younger than you.
Mm-hmm.
And because they love you and you are their family member, they have to help you, not because they want to be proud or they want to be praised. Just because they have to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's quickly go for a musical break. We'll be right back.
What is that? Oh.
So taken apart. What if I couldn't speak? What if I couldn't eat? What if I couldn't move? Would you still love me? What if my body ached and always made you late? What if I couldn't wait? Would you still love me? Would you love me when it's hard and our life's falling apart? If the things that we assume are long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray and my memory fades away, would you still love me? Would you still love me? What if I'm complicated, always leaving you frustrated? Nothing ever went quite right. Would you still love me? Wish I could let you know what the future holds. It's a promise I can't make. Through the good and bad, happy and sad, the love's a risk that we must take. Would you love me when it's hard and our life's falling apart? If the things that we once knew are long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray and my memory fades away, would you still love me?
Again, I'd ask you to remember when we first met and fell in love. We were so young and dumb, but our love was so strong. Memories of those late nights that were through this fight. If I could speak again, I'd ask you to remember when we first met. We were so young and dumb, but all of us were so strong. Memories of those late nights will fuel this fire. Would you love me when it's hard and our lives falling apart? If the things that we once knew were long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray and my memory fades away, would you still love me? Would you still love me? Would you still love me? Would you still love me?
Found love in you, and I've learned to love me too. Never have I felt that I could be all that you see. It's like our hearts have intertwined into the perfect harmony. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. and no other love will do. Every moment that you smile chases all the pain away. Forever and a while, in my heart is where you'll stay. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Oh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. The stars have all aligned, and right now is the perfect time to say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
I love you, I love you, I do. This is why I love you. This is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Oh, this is why. I fell love in you, and no other love will do. That's why I love you.
We are back.
Exactly, Major. Mm-hmm. Why I love you. So let's show love to our loved ones, guys. Let's
embrace each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's support.
Yes. It's exactly 47 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. We have exactly 13 minutes to the end of our show. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with the Francinas. I'm not going to say Francina and Francina.
With the Francinas.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we were looking at strong family relationships, building our family relationships. You know, the importance to why should we have that
bond
mm-hmm. you know. So now we also, now before we went for that emergency musical break, we were busy focusing on to the Western world, you know. Families build empires, they invest in each other, they take one another from poverty. Then we have the question of the day of to where did we go wrong as Africans. You know, we're busy talking about the Western families, they make sure that they try to help out the families here and there. And we always ask ourselves as to why that, they're living the best life. But we didn't think of, you ask yourself, like, how did they end up being here? Mm-hmm. Obviously because of the lifting up of each other, the helping of each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, I have a relative of mine that has ended in grade 8 or grade 9. Mm-hmm. Even if the person ended in grade 8 or grade 9, they have a certain skill. you know?
Yeah.
They're just good at something.
Yeah.
They can be good at sewing. They can be good at plowing. They can be good at cultivating. Mm-hmm. They can be good at just something, you know, farming, a hairdresser, just something good, you know? But because you are judging of the age, the grade they've found themselves in ending, you feel like, ah, someone at anything grade 9, nane, what do they know? What can they do? Yes. But that person is just someone that's good, that has something, a skill that you don't have at all. So sometimes you build a family empire. You have a family, a business. And yes, I know it's right and it's wrong. There's family members that build a whole business and they decide to like, oh, let me take people from my family. Let me take, this one, according to now where they stand, like, oh, yeah. she ended in grade 11 or she has ended in grade 12. Let me put her as a cashier.
Yeah.
Or, this one ended here. Let me, give her, let this one be doing, using a forklift and all that. This one, let me place this person here and then, you know, just placing them to the responsible, area where they, you know, that this is where they are good at. And then from there, another thing now of us blacks, you know, it's a family business. But because it's a family business, like, it's a family business.
Yeah, I can
you
do what
disrespect.
I want.
You decide to come at work whatever time you want. You decide to take $100 from there because you're like, ah, what do they do? Or I will put it back. Or because you know it's a family member business, you won't respect it.
Exactly.
You know?
We put ourselves down sometimes. You
yes.
know?
So sometimes the disrespect that we show towards the businesses, it's also what's making us to find ourselves unemployed, to find ourselves in poverty, to find our family members
neglected
yes,
actually.
And employing strangers. Because us as family members, we don't want to take business as serious as we were supposed to. You are taking advantage of it. Instead of you trying to build the business to make sure that the business doesn't collapse and you want to make sure that it grows. So every family member finds themselves having a sector within the business that they are working on.
Yeah.
He decided to break it down. Someone with their own hard worked money that brought up the business decide to close it with by eating up the money, by using the money on unnecessary things, by not being serious. You know, instead of being serious, you are taking advantage of it. That is also why you find someone that doesn't want to employ a family member because of the disrespect. That thing of it's family. You know,
yeah.
Even yes, it's family, but just the same thing as your family member is a hairdresser or a taxi driver. It doesn't mean because it's a taxi driver and it's a family member you won't pay. No. You call the person, no, where are you? You even call him, where are you? Now that you take me in town. But then the person comes, sometimes people are like, ah, maybe he or she will pay, will give me at least $20. You come from even somewhere far, driving all your petrol to come pick up the person from home. From Katutura to the, maybe let me say for example to Marua Mall. You pick up the person, you are coming from there. You drive them to Marua Mall just for them to say, oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You think
one
now,
good petrol.
Yes. At least now be specific. And these are the people that are making, letting the others not get their assistance because they'll be like, ah, no, I want you to drop me. Wait. But this person that's asking for help, it was going to give you something. But because person didn't mention the money, you'd be like, ah, I don't think she will give me or he'll give me. That's why you find them even like that. No, I'm out of town. I'm very far. I don't have a car. The car has broken down. I'm using someone's car. You know, because of the disrespect that we have towards someone's business. Same as also doing someone doing their hair. You do it on credit. Okay, it's fine. Your family member, you do it on credit. It's month end. You told them month end. Month end comes. No, give me 2 days. You just say it's almost again month end. You didn't pay. And then this also see the things that bring a disagreement and an issue between the two of you. You start hating each other. And then you'll be like, oh, why didn't you guys get along with Francine? Ah, Francine, that one. You are the one who went to her to ask for assistance to do your hair on credit because you're going to pay it month end. Now, because this has happened, you don't give the full story. You just give yourself, ah, this one, she's very bad. This is what happened. You don't even give the whole full story. So now, it's you who caused all this. But now you, instead of saying respect someone's business, at least give half. You know? And this is the person saying, ah, no, today it's on the house because you are my relative. It's fine. I was just helping you, I was just making you look good, or I was just helping you in something else. But now you are calling someone, you want help, but you're not, you're returning the favor at least or something. Now, that's also now what also has made, you find family members don't want to help other family members because of what they do or in what, and how we ignore. They are also trying to find a living out of this. They are trying to find the bread out of this. But because it's apparently family members, you won't respect it. Tomorrow you find the business closed. Tomorrow you find this is not being done or things are not going well anymore. You'll be like, ah, she's struggling with running the business. But it's because of you who came to eat, you were family members that came to eat, take food on credit or drinks on credit, or whatever you did on, to take on credit or do something on credit, failing to pay the person's money. Do you think you are the only one who comes asking for credit? Mm. No. There's about maybe even 10 people per day asking for money and or for assistance and all that. But those 10 people is someone's it can be someone's profit. Mm-hmm. It can be someone's money to buy the stock and all that. But because you guys are failing to pay the money, it ends up closing. It ends up having no stock because of those certain individuals. Now you are there judging from far that she can't run a business, that one. But you don't know the reason why most businesses, even some are closed. It's because of the people that come taking credit from a business. And because you know the person, it's Francina, she must just wait for 3 months and I'll pay back her money. You think that person doesn't need the money? They need the money for something. And it's so much, very much disrespectful when we fail to do this. So this is one of the things that you'll find now in the African, in Africa, where you find, you hardly find us, trying to, you know, assist our family members, trying to make them live the life that they need to live, or to make them live the life that they wanted, because of the things that we do as family members. We take advantage of because of the relationship you have, you know, rather than just trying to make this as strangers. You know, make it as a stranger, like we at work, we know each other, but we are strangers. We just met. I just know your name. You know my name. That's it. Yeah. Then once you leave that premises, you get back to the family, play family. But once you enter that premises, put the family aside, stick to business, serious business, and do what you are good at. Try to grow your empire. Try to, you know, grow your family, make your family someone in life, have something to do, not finding themselves doing crimes and all that, but, you know, assisting them here and there. And okay, hopefully we just have 3 minutes so I don't find myself coughing again while I'm on air and all that. Now, rounding up also to, because I see we have come to almost the end of our topic discussion and all that. In your last words, rounding up to what we have spoken of today and we have said so far, and something that maybe you see we have left off because we had so much little time, maybe if you just have a few words that you would add, and also, rounding up, and what you think we have left out that you think it's also worth being added to what we have just said.
Yeah, okay, so it's almost that time. Yeah. So my last words will just be, as family members, if we find ourselves having issues, misunderstanding, please try to find a way to communicate, come together, solve the issue. You must not have pride, to say, no, I will not talk to that one because she started it or he started it. Mm-hmm. No. Come together as a family, talk about it, solve the issue and move on. Ne? And those that like they don't want to help family members, and they just want to be the black sheep of the family. Ne? Mm-hmm. Help that one family member that you know, this one will meet me halfway to help the next person. So you guys lift up each other and help each other in the family. Don't have too much pride. Mm-hmm. don't be jealous on your sister's kids or anything. Help them to build the family, because the family, when the family, when you guys are helping each other, the family name will also go up and you are included in the family name. And the other thing that is that those that are receiving help and they don't want to use the help, please be helped and be useful. Ne? Don't drink up the money or don't insult people. Be help and be useful. So, yeah, that's basically it from me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. From my side, Francina had done so much or has said so much there. Now in my last words, you know, the African families do not like lack values or strength. Mm-hmm. You know, they lack systems that protect unity and multiply effort across generations. So, you know, rebuilding begins at the family level. So when empires are not built by nations first, they are built by family that trust, plan, forgive, and invest in one another. So, in conclusion to now our Eagle FM listeners,
yes,
relationship building, apologies, and peace are deeply connected and essential for a healthy family life. Together, they foster love, trust, and unity, and helping family members grow like both individually and also collectively. So I see we have reached to our time, exactly 11 o'clock, and it's next week is Christmas, right? I think that will be on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. It's Thursday, right? Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know the date.
Huh? Everyone is so much excited about Christmas, and it's you. You're in a different world.
As broke as I am, why would I be excited?
All right. Yeah, it will be a Thursday, anyways. So, guys, as those that are traveling, they are planning to travel during this weekend and next week, and those that are planning, that are traveling today, please do drive safely. Do the words are gone, but yes, do drive safely, do the right
thing. Don't drink and drive.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. Wait until you reach home, until you get home. Once you know that you are in the house, it's when you can enjoy yourself now, because it's not, we are no more even safe out there. You know, you are there with your glass and someone can just spike in something. So please, guys, make sure that you be safe. And let's put the alcohol aside.
Yeah.
Once you are home, you know that you are home, then yes, you are more than able to do whatever you want to do. But for now, for your safety and your safety and your loved one's safety and your family members, please do take care of yourself and do enjoy your Christmas. Because I know by next week Saturday we will be over Christmas. So
yeah,
yes, do enjoy your Christmas Eve and do get a chance to also spend time with your family members. Try by all means, let's try to be home, you know, that day and sit with our family members and enjoy. You know, some people take this day as it's a day of partying. Yes.
Yeah.
So we are there with other strangers enjoying apparently, but then your family members are home, just all quiet. But that's a moment where you can, you know, spend
engage
and all that. Mm. So take care of yourselves, drive safely, do the right thing and adhere to the road rules. And from me and Francina, from us, the Francinas, we shall meet again next week Saturday, same time, same place. And that's, of course, on Eagle FM number one talk radio station. We are now handing over the mic to the big mic, like he always says. And we shall meet again next Saturday. Adios.